Hi everyone. My name is Mike, and I'm one of the pastors at Symphony Church. So glad that you're joining us for today's devotional. Over the past 2 weeks, we've been looking at 1 Peter, and this is a letter that Peter, an apostle and servant of Jesus Christ, has written to believers who are scattered across foreign nations, people who are dispersed for their faith, and he wants to encourage them of who they are in Christ. He wants to remind them of their identity in Jesus. And he also calls them to live out their faith in a manner that is worthy of the gospel, to be holy as God is holy. And today we're going to start his second letter, 2 Peter. And we're going to see similar themes, similar focuses from 1 Peter. But today's passage and today's devotional is going to focus on our identity in Jesus Christ and the divine nature that we share in with God. And so today we're going to read 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Simeon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. All right, so once again, Peter was writing to the various churches in Asia Minor. The elect exiles of the dispersion, believers who were scattered across foreign nations. And he starts his second letter with a reminder of their identity and of who they are in Christ. He encourages believers then and believers today that God's divine power has granted us to become partakers of his divine nature. I want to say that one more time because this is really going to shape our devotional for today, that God's divine power has allowed us to share in his divine nature. So the first thing that we notice is that we not only have a mere human nature, but we have a divine nature. We have a spiritual nature that is shared with God. When we place our faith in Jesus, we receive not only his divine power, but his divine nature as well. And we see this correlation, this direct correlation of how God's divine power shapes and transforms our nature. It transforms who we are in Jesus. And so the question I want us to wrestle with today is, what divine nature are we partaking in? What divine nature are we partaking in? Well, I want to share three things based on this passage that we share in terms of God's divine nature. The first thing is his righteousness, the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 1 says that to those who've obtained a faith of equal standing with Peter's and the apostles of Jesus Christ by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. And so I read this first verse and I'm so challenged and I'm also so encouraged. I'm challenged because, how is it that we have obtained a faith of equal standing with the apostles, particularly Peter's, someone who had walked with Jesus, someone who preached, and 5,000 men and more, women and children, were saved. That's what we read in Acts chapter 4. I'm a pastor and I preach on a somewhat regular basis, and I don't even think I brought maybe 10% to faith, to salvation. Hopefully that's the case. I don't know. God only knows, right? But I look at Peter's life and his ministry, and I ask myself, how can I have a faith of equal standing as Peter did? Well, I think what Peter is trying to get here is that it's not that his faith in and of itself has made him so great that he obtained the righteousness of God. But it's the object of our faith. Peter places faith in Jesus Christ, his God and his Savior. And it's through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ that we have obtained a faith of equal standing with our brothers and sisters, including Peter. And so we share in this divine nature with God, this divine nature of his righteousness. The second thing that I want to point out is that we partake in the divine nature of his abundant grace and peace. How many of you guys need grace and peace in your life? And this is not just any kind of grace and peace. This is grace and peace that is multiplied to you. It is abundant grace and peace. And Peter says that this is possible as we grow in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. You know, when you spend time with someone, you get to know more of that person. And when you know someone so closely and intimately, you start to feed off of that person's personality, that person's characteristics, their aura, etc. Just think about someone you live with, or if you're married, think about your spouse. We feed off of one another, and hopefully not just the bad things, but a lot of the good things as well. And I think what Peter is trying to get at here is that if you want to receive the abundant grace and peace of God, you need to spend time with him. You need to grow in the knowledge of your God and Savior Jesus Christ. Peter's plea and his desire is for the believers then to have grace and peace be multiplied to them as they grow in the knowledge of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I think that is the same desire and plea that I want to give to us, to Symphony Church, to myself, that we would receive the abundant and multiplied grace and peace of God as we grow in the knowledge of who he is. And so that is the second thing that we share in, that we partake in terms of God's divine nature, his abundant grace and peace. The third thing that we partake in is his divine power. His divine power gives us power through God to overcome the threat of temptation. It says in verse 4 that his divine power has granted us to become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. And so he gives us wisdom and knowledge and discernment through his Holy Spirit to be able to escape corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. And not only does his power give us this ability, this power to overcome the threat of temptation, he also gives us the power to grow in godliness, to grow in all things that pertain to God and wisdom to know how to live a godly life. And so these are the three things that we partake in because of God's divine power. We partake in his divine nature, his divine nature of his righteousness, his abundant and multiplied grace and peace, and his power. And, you know, we're not characterized by mere human nature, but we also have a spiritual nature. In fact, a divine nature because of Christ. You know, Peter really knew this truth about himself, and he wanted the believers then who are scattered across different nations, different people groups, to really cling on to this truth that despite where they are, their identity in Christ remains the same. Their divine nature remains the same. And wherever you are today, whether you're in Boston, whether you're in New York, whether you're in a different state in the U.S., on the West Coast, or maybe in a different country, wherever you are, if you believe in Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, nothing can change your divine nature because God never changes. You share in the divine nature of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus never changes. And I hope that this encourages you today as you go on about your day, as you work, as you study, whatever it is, to cling on to this truth and be encouraged that that this divine nature will really shape, it should shape the way that you live your life. And I hope that you won't see this as a burden, but that you would just continue to grow in the knowledge of who God is and has and his love for you. And I really believe that this will be a natural overflow of just how God wants to use you on a day-to-day basis. And so remember who you are in Jesus. His divine power has granted us to partake in his divine nature. His righteousness, his grace and peace multiplied to you, and his power to overcome the threat of temptation and to live in godliness. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word today and for reminding us, God, that we partake, God, in your divine nature. God, thank you, Lord, for righteousness. God, we thank you, Lord, for the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, God, that it's not based on, Lord, our efforts and our works, but God, it's based on the righteousness of Christ. God, I also thank you, Lord, that we partake, God, in your abundant grace and peace. Thank you, Lord, for the grace and peace that you have poured out upon us already. God, I pray that you would multiply it, and Lord, that it would be abundant, Lord, in each and every person's life. And God, I also thank you, Lord, for your power. Lord, power through your Holy Spirit, wisdom and discernment to know, Lord, how to flee temptation and how to go and move towards godliness. Lord, so I pray, Lord, that you would help us to embrace our identity in Christ, to cherish it, and to live it out, God, for your glory. We thank you and we pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen.